Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the potty. It's us here again, Kale and Sarah. And today we're here with two very important people.
No, like they're actually like the most important people. Not to throw shade at any other guests that we've had on, but like I'm sitting here, I'm not in my usual recording place, and I'm sitting here right now just honestly just feeling overwhelmed. Like by the smells, y'all will figure out soon what this episode's about. But we have some very respectable, is that even a word? Yeah, respectable people.
No
sitting.
One's ever called me respectable.
I was very nervous.
No, like I was telling them I had a nightmare last night that y'all like flipped out and y'all were like, actually, maybe we can try this again, same day next year. And I was like, ooh. Then I woke up and I was like, that wasn't real, was it? And I was like, no, I don't know what's happening. Okay. Regardless, let me introduce. Here we have Bex and Jess here from Alban Lane Candle Company.
Hello. I've never been on a podcast before. This is cool. Jess has, but you know.
Oh my God.
Podcast queen.
You've been on a podcast. Now you can see all our setup and you're like, no, we've already gone through my anxiety over our low budget podcast setup.
All the podcasts I've been on have been remote. So they've all been.
That's valid. That's fair. Yeah, we're really setting the bar real nice and high.
This is my first IRL podcast, so it's honestly the most professional setup, really.
Okay.
Truly, yeah.
Now, y'all don't even know who they are, but I'm going to ask the question that I have to get out of the way. How has your week been, everyone? Jess?
It's been good.
Yeah?
It's been busy. Every week that we have is busy. We've never had a free moment in our lives, so I would just say busy. I don't even want to say good or bad.
Uh-huh.
Busy in a good way, yep. I guess. It's been good. No, it's been good.
Fair enough. There's no wrong answers. That's valid.
I've had a good week. I feel like, yeah, it's been busy. I don't know when it will not be busy. That's a good thing. But it's just getting warmer, and that's what's making it good for me.
Good for you.
Like, it was like 15 degrees on Monday, and today it's like 10.
Okay, also, when you said it's getting warmer out, I was like, oh, I guess there might be AC in here in the summer, is there?
No.
I was going to say, would things start to melt?
Yes.
Well, yeah, there's no air conditioning.
Not melt, but
we've
like...
We've only been here for 2 months.
Oh my God, that's so true.
So we have not experienced the summer here yet.
That is right.
Everyone said it's
bad. We
will
keep you updated.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited to, that was just a thought that came into my head.
You'll have to come back and visit in a couple months and do an update.
No, yeah, totally. If you're not sure what we're talking about, these two, I know I said the name of their company, but these two ladies sitting across from me, they started their own candle company 3 years ago, and they have grown to be the biggest, best people. Like, I'm talking like iconic. Award-winning, like I'm not even joking, award-winning. I'm just like tooting all the horns.
I'm like sweating.
Wow,
right now.
My horn has never been more tooted.
Oh, wow. Consider me tooted.
Yeah.
No,
I'm loving this.
So today we have some questions, but I want to give you all the space. Sorry, Sarah, how has your week been? I'm such a bad
co-host. Oh my gosh, glazing right over Sarah.
No, because we always forget each other.
Kale, my week's been great. It hasn't been busy at all. I watched YouTube all weekend and baked muffins, but it's been like great.
What kind of muffins?
I was going to ask that.
That was the follow-up question.
Take a wild guess.
Banana chocolate chip?
Yes.
What?
Actually?
Oh my gosh, you know each other so well.
Actually, I mean, I did just make chocolate banana bread the other day. So I feel like it's just, I don't know.
Oh my God. We're just like so in sync like that.
I don't know. I was going to say chocolate chip and then I was like, banana chocolate chip.
How's your week been?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
My week is great. I just found out that I can move back home. I thought I was just going home to work for the summer and then coming back to study again next fall, but now I can try to sublet my, I just love to overshare on this podcast, but I'm going to try to sublet my apartment, so that's been busy just taking in applications for that. That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant in this time right now.
I need to know.
No, yeah, you need to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, can I just task y'all with like responding to people in my Facebook Messenger?
She's great at that.
Well, I don't have access to Facebook anymore because I got locked out yesterday, so I'm actually fully locked out of Facebook and Alvin Lane's Facebook account, so.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. No, so that's
problem.
That's been my past couple of days, so it's been hectic. Yeah, well, I'm glad that we've all had, you know, good or busy weeks. Yeah, and I guess we can just jump right into things. Do you want to tell us a bit about Alban Lane and how it came to be and who you are as people and what the meaning of life is?
I mean, the meaning of life is candles. For us now is candles.
Yeah.
It started genuinely, I feel like we say this and it sounds so ridiculous, it started as a bit of a joke. Like, it was classic, like, pandemic born. It was November of 2020, mm-hmm. and I texted her being, like, we've always kind of been, like, our parents call us space cadets, where we're just kind of, like, la la la, like, our entire lives. Like, we're never really focused on something. And I texted her being, like, why do I want to start a candle company? Thinking she'd be, like, oh, my God, that'd be so fun. And she goes, wait, no, me too. And I'm like, wait, are you serious? And she goes, yes. And so that night we ended up with like a name, branding for it. Like we found like all the screenshots like last year. And it's literally screenshots of us like that entire night. I guess we just got so hyper fixated on it. That entire night, I remember like sitting down with my partner being like, Justin and I are starting a candle company. And he was like, that's fun. Like, all right. Like it was just so unserious. Like it was like just joking around until it wasn't a joke anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like us with this literal podcast.
That was literally us. We were sitting in a hospital basement working together, and Sarah turns to me and she goes, we should start a podcast. And it was just that, like, okay. Kind of the same, like,
you're,
you know,
like, okay,
yeah, it feels like no pressure like that, and then it just all falls into place instead of being like, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
like, you know? Yeah.
And it's actually funny to think though, when you put your words into like actions, because like a lot of people, like I've come across a lot of people who have been like, how did you actually start your podcast with your friend? And I was like, we just did it.
We just did it, yeah.
Similar to y'all. Y'all just did it. And yeah, there's more steps in creating a business and stuff. But, yeah. You know, more grunt work maybe. But still, success takes work. And it's crazy to think that 3 years ago, y'all were just starting out. And like, here we are in this fabulous studio. I'm looking around and I'm just like, so many cool, like, things around me.
I mean, don't be fooled. It's a mess.
No, it's not a mess.
Audio listeners, it's a lie.
No, there's like a maid like cleaning over there, and we have a butler. No, it's just a really nice place, though. I love it. It's so nice, so inviting.
Thank you.
Sarah, if only you could be here. She's 4 hours away in Miramichi.
I know. I wish.
We'll give you a little video tour after.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
You'll have to come here next time you're in the city.
Yes, we're always here.
Yes.
Really. Yes. No, literally. It smells so good in here. I walked in the doors and I was like, oh my god, it smells so amazing. Anyway. Today, I have some questions for y'all. Well, not just me. Sarah and I both have questions. Just to kind of get a little more out of you. And I thought of some fun ones, so it wasn't just like, you know, what's your favorite childhood memory? Or like, maybe not.
Thank
I don't
goodness.
Know. Not just like, you know.
He's like, that's actually on the list too.
Surprise. No. But yeah, so I guess we can start off. Sarah, did you want to start off with a question for them?
This is a good one. If you could create a candle scent based on your favorite video game, what would it be and why?
And now, for context, in the room with us is also a Twitch streamer, Bugcatcher Jess. You can catch her there on
twitch.tv/bugcatcherjess.
Yes, catch her on that on
Sunday, Monday. Wednesday, Thursday, usually, but then sometimes, I don't know, the schedule changes every week.
I was looking at the schedule.
Sunday,
like,
through Thursday, usually.
Iconic. I love it. Yeah, she just streams the best games. I don't really know what the best games are, but like they seem really fun.
No, it's true. I do stream the best games.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I feel like for me, we already did create it. It was one of our first candles years ago, Tomato Vine. My favorite game of all time is Harvest Moon. And so I feel like there is no other farm smell that would be good.
Yeah, we did also make a Harvest Moon scented candle, but it was pear, kind of like harvest type scented. It was actually part of our first fall collection.
Oh.
We haven't brought it back because it did start to, sometimes when we come up with scents, we like them at first, and then the more we smell them, we kind of get tired of them. So
yeah.
That was one like that. We kind of got tired of it after a while,
yeah.
But we did name it Harvest Moon after Harvest Moon. So that one... That has already happened, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just asking the questions that I've already, things about, things that I've already
but this
happened.
This is the Alvin Lane lore. Like, this is a long time ago, like our first collection. So yeah. People don't even really know about them because we were just little nobodies.
That is fair.
Which
that
we still
fair.
Are.
We still are little
nobodies. Y'all are little nobodies. Y'all have a studio
a
space
less.
In
no.
Halifax.
Yeah,
oh my god. So Harvest Moon. Now, okay, I feel like that was like a collective answer, but because you're such a video game expert, connoisseur, I feel like I have to get an answer out of you.
Yeah,
she's gonna say something about Red Dead.
I'm gonna say something about
That's
Red Dead Redemption
fair.
Too, probably. I'm trying to think.
A
like,
blood scented
candle. Yeah, I wish I could. I need an Arthur Morgan scented candle. I mean, he probably smells bad, according to Susan, but I don't. No one's gonna understand this. Some people are gonna listen from stream and they're gonna be like, I know exactly what you're talking about. So that's great. Yeah, I would do an Arthur Morgan scented candle. I wish I knew what he smelled like.
Probably bad.
Yeah.
He was
going through it. And a law from 1899, so.
That's absolutely amazing. That was like the last answer. Not that it wasn't a valid answer. That was a great answer.
Thank you.
Was the last answer I was expecting. I thought like, you know, Arthur Morgan sent a candle. That's such a good answer. Okay. Can you tell us about a time when running the candle company really tested your relationship and how you overcame it?
Job interview.
Unfortunately, no.
No?
No, I wish we had an example of that. We are, like, we have been literally best friends since we were babies. we have a relationship like we truly are sisters, and I don't think I can explain that in a better way, because there are people, I don't know, we really are family. Like, our families are family. We spend every Christmas together. We spend holidays together.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
We are not friends in a way. Like, I feel like we each have separate, like, best friends, but, like, we call each other best friends, but truly we're sisters.
Yeah.
There is nothing, like, if we fight, if we have anything, it's just, it's family in the way that...
You bicker with a sister. It's not, like, an actual...
It's never feels like... I'm never going to speak to her again. No. I've never had that worry in my life. No. Because it just never... No. I also feel like, if anything, I'm probably the meanest to her of anyone, because we know that we're so upfront with each other all the time because we're family. Yeah. That we don't have that, like, the fear that, oh, no. I'm going to say something or upset her or whatever. Like, we just say what's on our mind all the time because we've just been together our whole lives.
So. And maybe that's the reason we've never had something where it's like, there will be moments running this business that, like, we've both been annoyed, not at each other, just like annoyed at like a situation, and we both get really worked up. But even if we have different opinions, we both just say them and then like we figure it out. Like, yeah. I feel like there's never been a situation.
And we disagree all the time too.
All the time.
We don't always agree. Yeah. We disagree all the time. And we just have it out. Like, we'll just talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's never, you know, I never.
And like, I feel like sometimes we get snippy like sisters, but then it's just like, okay.
Yeah. Usually, like, I've had moments where I've sent her like the nastiest voice memo. It was just grumpy or what, not even nasty, but if I'm grumpy or whatever. And then I'll call her right away and be like, I'm sorry. I was nasty. Like, it's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really.
And here's a voice memo. Could you write and just, we find it, pop it in there. No, that's.
I'm like emotional from that answer.
Like, Sarah and I are that close too.
Oh my God, what is, like, I think it is truly, like, not to get sappy so early on, but it is like the most, I'm so grateful to be able to like have a built-in family with them. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, Jess wasn't joking, like, our moms are best friends, our dads just are like, they're best friends. They just went on like a vacation for 2 months together couple months ago. Like, they are always, like, we never spend the holidays alone, it's always together, and so it's just like knowing you always have those people there, it's just,
we're gonna pause this, I have to cry.
wiping my tears.
No, literally, Sarah, if you like, I'll pan the camera over, you can see, you can probably find a picture of it somewhere on the Instagram.
It is on our blog.
Yeah, on the blog. There's a picture of Jess holding Bex as a baby.
Are they babies?
Jess is 2, I am like 2 months, but I'm somehow bigger than her, and her face is of disgust. Aww, in the photo. She's not so happy about it.
She's literally like, someday I'm gonna run a candle company with her.
Or stab her.
But not to that. Or stab her. That's amazing. I love it so much. Sarah, do you have another question?
Yes. Okay. Imagine aliens land on Earth and your candles are the first human-made objects they encounter. Which scent would you want them to smell first and why? And this can be like one of your candles or just a scent in general that you enjoy.
My answer would be the cottage, because I think it smells like the earth in a way that no other candle does. Mm. Because it smells like spruce trees, it smells like forests, it smells like nature. And to me, that's what I would want them to smell if they came. I think that would give them a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would give them a whole idea of what earth smells like.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Why do I want to smell it right now?
Oh, it's right there.
Oh my God.
This one, it's been open for a while.
Give us a review, Kale.
It smells like trees. It
smells like shit. Just kidding. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? No.
Like, okay.
Oh my God.
No, sometimes people do that to us at markets. They will come and they smell our candles, and they'll be like, they'll smell it, and then they'll be like,
Oh my God.
And we're always like, scents are super personal. You know, that's totally fine.
We don't take offense. But also, I'm like,
don't
that
gag.
Is literally served. I have never in my life gone to a small business
and
table and been like, wow, your shit is ugly. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, that is crazy. That is so astronomically crazy to me. And it's always boomers. Like, let me just say.
100%.
Yeah.
No offense to the boomer generation, but honestly, full offense.
This episode's gonna be called Full Offense to the Boomer Generation.
Yeah. And I should have just said Full Offense to the Boomer.
Or they'll like grab a candle and like put it in like the nose of their friend, being like, this does not smell good. And we're like, we do have ears. We are actually here.
We made these with our hands.
We should wear shirts that say like owner, like creator.
Creator, chill please.
That's true. Actually, people always don't assume that we are the creators, especially men.
Yeah.
They're like, do you make these? And we're like, yeah.
No offense to men, but also full.
Yeah, also full offense to men and the boomers.
Yeah,
literally.
It's our motto.
No, you should get that in like a plaque somewhere. I'm gonna make it for y'all. No, that's such a good answer. And that candle, by the way, it does not smell like shit. It smells amazing. It just smells really good.
You did not clarify that earlier.
No. I had to.
We paid them to say that.
Yeah. This is a paid advertisement. So, they smell so good. Sarah, you're going to have to come smell them.
I'll buy you one. I'm so jealous.
No, that is very smart. I think if aliens came, you just want them, nothing overwhelming, but connect back to the Earth.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Hopefully that would make them want to protect our natural resources instead of plundering our planet for all it's worth and then leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever's left, I guess, of the resources.
I mean, at the point, I mean, they could come tomorrow and be like, it's already been picked clean.
Oh, gosh.
It's already brutal.
I love society.
Oh, so good.
Now, Sarah and I were thinking, we'd break here and do a little fun game. Do you remember? Because I'm like, I'm blanking. I'm just thinking of how good that candle smells.
You're like, we have plates too if you want to eat, if you're hungry.
But yeah, there's plates. If you're,
there's plates, forks, knives.
Oh my gosh, no, that's okay. I'd probably just chomp.
And oh my god. The hospitality.
Online.
It'll be a mukbang.
Yeah.
It's a mukbang episode.
Yes.
Dude, I am obsessed. This is so unrelated to anything we were talking about. This could also entirely be cut. I am obsessed with those Wingstop mukbangs. Have you guys been seeing that?
Like,
probably
not because
you're vegan. I watch seafood boil.
Yes.
Seafood instead.
Yeah.
What? That's, you guys are on a very weird, a very different side of mukbanging then. Sarah and I like Wingstop with like the ranch.
Yeah.
And it hits my For You page at like 1 a.m. when I'm trying to go to sleep and I see them and I'm like, I've never wanted Wingstop more. I've never had Wingstop. And I'm like, I want it more than I've
ever. I remember I one time watched Cardi B on Alive eat chicken feet for like 3 hours. I don't even know.
Chicken feet?
Yeah.
Do you think she just did it for the publicity?
I think she loves chicken feet.
Okay, not that people can't love chicken
feet.
This
is way before she was like, I mean, she was famous, but like, I don't want to say that I was on the train before, but I was.
You were on
the
train.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's amazing. Oh my god, yeah. Chicken feet, Cardi B, wow, love it.
I've been watching a lot of JoJo Siwa content.
Yeah,
I think. Welcome as a bitch.
Get this entirely
no better.
That is so wild.
What is going on with her?
Did you, the clip of her being like, I'm the first in my generation to do this.
Yeah, I'm the first gay pop star. And then she said something about how she invented gay pop. And then you see Tegan and Sarah did a stitch. And they were
yes.
like,
yes. That was so funny.
I love Tegan and Sarah. So I was like, yes.
Oh, gosh.
No.
So good.
And I mean, you know, do what you want to do, girl. But that's just, it's so funny to me when people just don't acknowledge anything that's come before them. So it's just, yeah.
It was giving, the way she was saying that, truly, I feel like Jess and I have been down this rabbit hole so much of like Debbie Ryan TikToks.
Yeah.
It was giving, the way she was like talking, she's like, yeah, it's just like, never been done before. And I'm like, it's giving Debbie Ryan. And there's nothing in the world that makes me cringe more than Debbie Ryan.
She's like. Yeah. She's just like Debbie Ryan.
Isn't it so weird? Like, you know, I'm not sure if we all used to watch, what was that show called? Jesse.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse.
With Debbie Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I
used to watch it.
It was bad.
It was on TV. It was bad, but like, I never thought Debbie Ryan was like Debbie Ryan. Yeah. And then like now Debbie Ryan's like, she's like infamous. She used to be famous, now she's infamous.
Thinking about Debbie's probably super nice. Like, sorry, Debbie Ryan.
I've heard she's a bitch.
Really?
She came to We Day once and my boyfriend said that she was like,
did he meet her?
No, but like you could like he saw her somehow off stage and she was like just like she looked like she was like yelling at someone, just like, not that people can't yell, and yes, if you're
no, people can't yell. I don't think it's appropriate most of the time.
That is so valid.
Like, most of the time yelling, it doesn't need to escalate to that level.
No. Also, you can only get away with being Debbie Ryan and, like, that behavior if you're a nice person. You cannot turn around and then be nasty.
No.
Like, why you act like that?
Mm-hmm. And why then do you act like that? Yeah.
She's lost a fan today, let me tell you what.
No, she's lost four fans, today. Oh my god. Sarah, did you want to explain the fun game that I forgot?
I'll try my best. Basically, Kale had this idea that me and him would come up with either like an emotion or a situation or just a word, and then you guys would have to describe a candle or like a scent you would make for that specific word.
If you're trying to like encapsulate or represent this thing.
Okay, so it could be a candle we already have or one that we would make.
Yeah,
okay.
Plug in. Not that you're plugging, but I just
I absolutely
that,
am.
Yeah, do it. All this. No.
So this reminds me of fall 2023.
I'm making fall 2022. Fall 2021? We don't make those anymore, but check them out. No. Okay. Laughter.
Bubbly.
Did she beat you to it?
Dang it! I would have said bubbly if another won the cottage.
Okay. The cottage. Laughter. Force.
It's the feeling of being at the cottage.
It's like, that's where we grew up together.
Laughing around a campfire. That's what cheese means by that.
Yeah.
I just took that.
I'm crying again.
You could have explained it, but instead I explained it for
you. No, the cottage has been like our entire childhood. We all spent every day there. We still do if we can. So it's just like, It doesn't smell like laughter, but it's like, reminds me of laughter.
Yeah.
But bubbly. I would have said bubbly.
Okay. No, I love that. And so, okay, cottage. And then you said bubbly. Why? Did you explain that?
I didn't think of why, but it does.
It's kind of almost like a synonym for
exactly,
laughter,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, it is supposed to be, it's a champagne-inspired scent, but a lot of people say that it smells bubbly too, like a bubbly person or a bubbly moment, because it's very bright and it's fresh and it's kind of sweet and it smells, I think that's just the first thing that came to mind. I didn't come up with a justification. I actually justified hers instead of mine. So
I would have said bubbly because your champagne. You have a glass of bubbles and
you get a little giggly.
Yeah, true. I love that.
You know, we should describe each. We should both say them and then describe each other's answer.
Sarah, do you have another hint?
Okay.
Another hint topic.
Mine is a hot and heavy, messy breakup. You didn't think I was going to say breakup, did you, Kale?
I thought I was going in another direction, absolutely. But
I was like, a hot and heavy what now?
Does it have to be a candle?
No, like a scent or candle.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be one we have, just a scent.
No, you probably shouldn't associate a candle that y'all have with it. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. No. Like,
I can't think of anything.
Break the cake.
Right,
you can eat
now.
A lot of cake after a breakup.
That's true.
That's limited edition.
Eating your feelings. That's so true. Oh my gosh, you're such a nice
person. I feel like, okay, so does it have to be a nice smell?
Oh, no. I guess not.
For me, it would be like the smell of pizza, like a pizza box that's been sitting on the counter for a day and a half.
that's clever.
The oil smells like the cardboard. Like you walk in and it smells like cardboard, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of like some pepperoni and it's a little stale.
I like that.
That's the vibe to me.
Yeah.
I have. I'm not going to like, I feel like I'm like, you know, y'all are going to throw stones at me now after I say this, but I have the Bath & Body Works candle that I bought like a couple years ago and it's pizza scented.
What?
I cannot. They made a pizza scented candle?
Yeah.
Is it good?
That is news to me.
It actually smells like quite good.
Is that really?
I'm not gonna. It smells like shit. No.
No, you should bring it next time you come. I want to smell it.
Oh my god, okay.
You should have brought it today.
It's called Rome or something. Roma or Rome. It's supposed to be like Italian pizza. It was part of some travel thing. I don't know.
Interesting.
I bought it because it was just obscure. It was different.
No, I would buy a pizza scented candle if I smelled one.
Yeah, but no, I mean, but that's different though than like, you know, stale cardboard box pizza.
Yeah, I think it's a different vibe. Like pizza in Rome is not.
No, this is like pizza that like you wouldn't even, if you microwaved it, like after like trying to heat it up again, like it just wouldn't be good.
It would shrivel into cardboard again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the vibe.
Love it.
I can't think of one just to be.
Oh, you're going to think of one.
As
long as it takes.
A hot and heavy breakup. I don't know. I would say something like. Probably just something, you know, something that smells maybe,
or nothing.
Yeah,
it's just
an unscented candle. Yeah, sadness, tears. What do tears smell like? Salt. So a salt. Yeah, salt.
I love
scented
it.
Candle. Salt.
That's
sad.
A good idea, actually.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like once it gets into the air, like I don't know, it'll just sting your eyes or maybe not. I don't
Onions,
know.
Scented candle.
Onion scented candle.
Make you cry.
Oh my god. Y'all should like patent that right now. Onion scented candle for breakups. Mm-hmm. Or no, maybe not. People will already be crying.
I think they're already okay, but maybe we could patent it like and send it to actors that are trying to cry for a role.
Yeah,
like,
that's,
you know,
what I meant.
Mean? Like there's a funeral going on in the movie.
Right.
And they light the candle and everyone starts crying.
Even the director, and then they can't see the camera and it's all I love it. That's a good idea. Something to think about.
We'll put that on the list. Meeting,
I come back to show you the pizza candle and just smell like onions in here. Oh my god.
I'm sure it'll be a bestseller. I don't know what could go wrong.
Okay. On a similar note, now you can't pick the cottage again, but alien invasion. I don't know why I thought aliens so much.
Wait,
is this because of the dream?
Is this the same question?
I didn't have a dream about
aliens.
What's
the question?
Oh, just...
What an alien invasion would smell like?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, smoke?
Really?
Yeah, I think they're doing crop circles or whatever on the, you know what I mean? They're burning the freaking...
So like
burnt
wheat.
Corn.
So bread.
Bread. Yes, burnt bread.
So toast?
Exactly.
Burnt bread.
And cow. They've abducted a cow. Yeah.
Would they actually beam the cows or would they burn the cow?
No, I think they're beaming them up for experimentation. They want to make cheese.
We've thought about this before.
That is so valid.
Well, why else did they beam me up cows? I'm not sure.
Is it just because they're in the fields, though? Well, type of fields that do crop circles, and cows aren't in those anywhere.
Cows aren't in those. Those are wheat or cornfields.
They came to Earth. They said the only thing worth taking here is cheese.
Yeah.
They took the cows, and they left.
That's valid. Truly valid.
Why do I just want to eat, like, so much cheese?
I'm a vegan, by the way.
There's vegan cheese.
They didn't come for that. I'm telling you right now.
I was going to say, what is your thought on
the aliens? The aliens left that here. They said, you guys can keep that. That's...
Oh my God.
Aliens are inherently vegan. They tried it. They were like, no, foul, disgusting. We will take the cows. Thank you.
Oh, that's a great answer. Is that your collective answer? I know I said like separate, but like that's fine to be.
I was going to say metal, but then you said smoke, and then you said beaming crop fields, and then you said burnt bread. And then I was like, if it was a cornfield, it would pop all the corn, and then it would be popcorn.
Oh.
We're going to be like, far-fetched now, but popcorn.
No, but that's the goal of this. It's just really think outside the box. And I love that.
I think this entire question, our answers were very outside the box.
Yeah.
They're so good. I love it. Burnt bread and popcorn / metal. And cheese. Sorry, cheese. Oh my God, we didn't say cheese-scented candle.
I didn't say cheese-scented. I said they took the cow. I said cow-scented. But you know what? Cheese-scented.
Cheese-scented. Because I'll be just cooking up so much cheese that is all you'll be able to smell.
Mm-hmm. I have kindergarten
crayons.
Yes.
I love
you stole
the smell.
My okay, you can go now.
I love the smell of crayons. So I know they're wax, so it just smells like wax, but this wax does not smell the same as a crayon.
Mm-hmm.
I love the smell of crayons. I think it's so nostalgic.
Yeah, that is so true.
I'm gonna say Elmer's glue.
Oh, are you sniffing Elmer's glue?
Well, yeah.
Did you break to get water and sniff Elmer's glue right now?
Yeah, and it smells great.
That's where the cow story came from.
No. It does not smell that good. But I know what it smells like. It's kind of like, I actually can't describe it. It's a very unique experience.
Elmer's glue. You have to like go out and buy a bottle yourself and just smell it.
You talking about the stick or the liquid?
Oh.
The liquid.
Yeah.
And then you can pipe shapes out. You leave it, and the next day it's a shape. It's dry, and you can.
Yes.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
Such
unhinged.
Good answers.
Absolutely unhinged.
Okay. Now this one might be a little bit easier, but waterfall. Not, and you can't say water.
Water doesn't have a smell anyway. I mean, really, I would say moss, mossy riverbank.
I want to say sunscreen, but I don't know why. Because waterfalls don't smell like sunscreen. But every time I've gone to a waterfall, I've brought sunscreen.
That's okay.
Skincare expert.
Yeah, love it. We love skincare.
It's
love
bad.
Speaking of sunscreen, Sarah gave me this candle. Once again, not to just keep plugging Bath & Body Works, because we used to buy them a lot, but never again. Never again. We love Alvin Lane. We love Alvin Lane. But there was this one candle that came out a while back. And it was called Poolside. And it smells like sunscreen.
Like a lion.
I never smelled that one.
But like in a really good way.
Oh.
I love the smell of sunscreen. And like Hawaiian Tropic. Oh my God.
And so Sarah basically burnt the entire thing. And then I just kept smelling it every time I'd go over to her house. And then I was like, she's like, do you want it? Like you can have
so
it.
It's so good.
And so it's just sitting in my childhood home right now. And I think so. I don't think anything happened to it. If somebody threw it out, I'm going to be pissed. But also, boycott Bath & Body Works. Shop Alvin Lane. And Sarah was like, do you think they can make us a replica of the poolside candle?
We can try.
I was like,
try. Bring it in.
I would die.
not that you're trying to replicate things, you know what I mean?
No, but we could. Maybe. Maybe not.
The challenge. Next episode.
I want to smell it, though. I'm curious now.
Yeah, if it smells like sunscreen, I will buy it.
Very good. It's a very good candle. It's just like a weird, kind of like the pizza. It's just something, not like pizza, but it's like the absurdity of it.
Well, we've come across some weird scented fragrance oils. Like we have like a dill pickle scented fragrance oil. I'm like, who is going to burn a dill pickle candle?
You have one?
Yeah.
Like physically you have, you bought?
Yes.
Where is it?
Oh my God. No way. There's no way. Can I smell it?
Yeah. We can never make it because the supplier that we got the oil from closed down like 2 years ago. I don't think she's like spot on.
I don't think it smells like dill pickle at all.
I love a good dill pickle.
We are dill pickle girlies.
We have dill pickles
No, we have dill pickles from Dollarama in the fridge. They're not the Vlasic baby dill garlic kosher pickles, which are the best ones.
Yeah.
These ones are from the Dollarama and they have a funky taste. Like they're funky.
Yeah. Couldn't find it. That's okay. I will take your word for it. And if it's not quite the dill pickle that you hoped for it to be, then that is okay. I didn't want to smell it anyway. Just kidding. If you can't replicate an amazing dill pickle.
A flawless pickle.
Yeah. Nothing but a pickle can. Sorry, do you have one more?
So, I'm looking for a scent for the first candle that you're lighting in your very first apartment.
Fresh laundry. Ooh. Clothesline. Yeah. We had one that was called Clothesline a couple springs ago. Spring 2021, I remember it well. We had one that smelled like Downy Unstoppables. And shockingly, I mean, it didn't sell very well, it was very strong. Like, it was very strong, like Downy Unstoppables. I loved it. I loved burning it. It made my house smell so clean and fresh. People found it overwhelming, which I understand. It was also our first spring collection. So I don't know, maybe it would be more popular now, but it's still one of my favorite candles we've ever made, and it just smells clean and fresh. And when you move into a new place, you never know, like a lot of times there's a smell that comes with it that may not be,
may
not be the best. So I think a clean scent to kind of oust the odor of the place would be good.
Just like a nice sage cleansing. Like, I love it.
That's a good one.
Oh my God, yeah. Why did I just answer the question? Sorry. Sorry if that was your answer. You should have said, that was my answer, Kayla. I was going to mention actually, going back to my pointless or my irrelevant topic of selling my apartment or like leasing, whatever, or giving away my apartment. I've been like gatekeeping, just holding on to the last little tiny inch of my morning haze. Yeah, candle. It's just, you know, it's one of the ones where it's like, I just want to like keep smelling it. So I just periodically just like unscrew the lid and just smell it. But today I burnt it again, and I was like, well, people are coming to view the apartment tomorrow, and maybe I'll have to burn it then too, of course. But I think the scent is strong enough in these candles that they'll be in your air for like a nice good while, which is what I like in a candle.
Me too.
So congrats for perfecting that. Because some candles, you burn them. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all ever buy like the dollar store, not anymore, but like the dollar store candles, and then like nothing comes out of them, period. Mm-hmm. Or like they'll just, you know, they'll smell really great, and then the moment that they're done, it's like, no, I want a candle to infuse my house for weeks to come.
Well, some of ours, like when we go through testing, some of them do that. Like, we go through so many harsh but like disappointments. Mm-hmm. Like, the amount of times we'll test a candle, we love the smell, we're so excited about it, we pour it, let it cure, and then burn it, and there's no scent at all. And we're like, okay, that's fantastic. Really glad that we tested
some of our favorite scents that we've ever smelled did not work in a candle. And
okay, that's like, you have to, so y'all talked about this, was it on a TikTok, or no, somewhere, TikTok video maybe, or somewhere, about something floor cleaner, or citrus, y'all wanted to make a citrus candle, or what was that?
We were saying we've tried to find like a nice lemon scent, but every time we try like a lemon, because a lot of times we do blends, most of the time actually, if we'll blend a couple scents together for whatever smell we're trying to create, and we've been looking for a lot of more singular scents, so we're looking for like a lemon fragrance oil that we find is great to combine with other things. But every lemon fragrance oil that we've smelled smells like cleaner or dish soap. And we have not found an authentic lemon smell that we actually like.
Yeah, it smells like those Lysol wipes.
Oh no.
Which is a great smell when you're cleaning, but when you're burning a candle, it smells like Lysol wipes.
Yeah.
And it has that like alcohol smell to it, which is not. So maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, we're still on the hunt for that. It
doesn't exist.
That's fair. It must be hard. Like, disappointments. Just like creating something, like hoping. And I know myself, like if I were to create candles, I'd already basically like have a world in my mind for like this, the future of this candle, the name, the color of the label, the, you know, and then it's just like, maybe y'all just don't get too attached to them now. You're like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so depressing.
Okay, so that was the last of our prompts. Now we have a couple more questions.
In an alternate universe where candles don't exist, what product do you think you'd be creating together?
Because, like, we know that you'd be creating something together, you know?
Yeah, well, we've just expanded this year to create room sprays and perfumes.
Yeah.
I think we would probably do perfumes.
Oh, that is so true. Can y'all plug for a second? Just plug, because I've just come in here just completely, almost, I knew that the other things exist, but, like, you know, Alban Lane, I just think like candle company, and then I just get hyper fixated on that. But
yeah, it is our name. We have tried to secure the Alban Lane Instagram handle. Alban Lane Instagram handle holder, if you are listening, please give us that name.
You ever research how you can? You can.
You have to file like a copyright claim because the name isn't taken, but it used to, like.
But is it an active account?
No.
They can shut it down.
It isn't an active account. Instagram, if you search it, it's not active. But then if it's if you can't use a username, but it's not an active account, it means it was an active account in the past that's been shut down for whatever reason, and they will not let you.
I see.
Which is
frustrating.
Yeah. If anyone actually knows, though, please send us an email.
SOS.
I will kill a bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah. We would like to secure that Instagram handle because we did start, even I think when we started, we tried to secure just Alvin Lane, but it was taken. So we did Alvin Lane Candle Co. And we also started with candles, and for the first couple years, that's all we did. So it was fine at that point. And then when we incorporated, we really wanted to diversify, and especially, like, there are a lot of local candle companies and just a lot of candle companies in general cropping up. And I mean, we are also cropping up. So, I mean, it wasn't, I'm not saying, but I'm also, you know, we would like to diversify and create more products. I just wish we had that Instagram handle.
Yeah, we
what
got
was
like
the question.
I think Jess is right with perfumes, to be honest. Like, I'm a big perfume person. I really love scents. I love just wearing scents. And I just feel like, I don't know, it's so fun with perfume. Like, candles are one thing because people buy them and then they put them in their homes and, like, that's surreal enough. But then when people choose to buy a perfume and, like, put that on their bodies is just so cool. So, like, I love our candles, but I think perfumes are probably my favorite product. So if it was going to be, I don't think we ever would have just jumped into perfumes though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what we would have done. I feel like we would have done something to do with video games.
Yeah, probably. Just yeah, we probably would have either done like a YouTube channel or a podcast or something related to video
There's still
games.
Time. Not for y'all. Y'all are busy, but yeah. Like
I wish we had more time.
I wish we had time.
I need more hours in the day.
Isn't Same. That just such a valid statement? Like, you can't get enough done.
No.
And then we've talked about it like before on the podcast, but like, what even is a day? And it's just a socially constructed. Anyway, I won't get into it.
Fully agree.
But so perfume. We're going with perfume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to plug it, y'all do make
perfumes. We do make perfumes.
We do. We love them. Vanilla Santal is the best one.
See, okay. Do y'all have like over there, do you have like every candle you've ever made? Or is like, do you have that just like a reserved somewhere like at your house?
We don't actually have a reserve somewhere in our house.
There So you don't have like the first spring scents?
No, I have a clothesline and I have a tomato vine.
I might have a clothesline somewhere. But no, we don't really keep them, no.
How? I feel like I would just be like a hoarder and I would just keep one of each.
At a certain point, we would run out of space in our house. I already have my house is already taken over by candles that we have. But sometimes too, we only put out collections and scents that we really love. And I did mention it before and I'll say it again, we do get tired of scents. So we will sometimes, you know, if I'm making hundreds and hundreds of candle of a certain scent, it gets to the point where I'm like, if I ever smell this motherfucker again, so help me. So there are some that I don't keep in my house for that reason.
Okay.
Especially because like the studio, the production used to be in her basement. And so there were some, like, it would make the entire house smell. So if it was some like she was getting sick of, I can't imagine what it would be like to live there with like.
Yeah. There were some where, we would get to the point where we were sold out and people would be like, when do you bring it back? When do you bring it back?
Never.
And I was like, personally, I'm not bringing it back because I refuse to pour any more of it. So if you did not get it, if you snoozed, you lost because it's not coming back.
Bad. There are some that are,
And I feel bad. There are some that people love, but.
But like you said, even the one that I love or the only one that I really like have smelled because I can't remember the others. Not that they weren't memorable, but I just, now that I've smelled the morning haze so much, but you said that what's sister, cousin of. Yeah.
Matcha tea and patchouli, sure. Because Morning Haze is very patchouli-y.
Yeah.
And matcha tea and patchouli is also
very patchouli-y.
I'm excited.
But I will say, I do love Morning Haze. I wouldn't say that it would not come back. It might come back.
Yeah.
I can't confirm or deny.
Yeah.
But it is not one that we're tired of. Yeah. I love patchouli scents.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm a patchouli girl.
That's so funny. Like, to me, I'm like, I can't even picture what patchouli smells like. And I'm like, it probably smells like the candle.
I was just going to ask what that is.
It's a very divisive scent.
Yeah, it smells like your weird hippie aunt.
It kind of almost reminds me of like incense. Or,
yeah,
very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's different, I almost said flavors, different incense scents. But yeah. Okay, so if you could go back in time to the day you started the business when you said, you know, we should do this. What's some advice you would, this is like the cliche, like what's some advice you would give yourself?
Incorporate right away.
Incorporate as in?
I wouldn't say right away, but incorporate very soon.
But what's
incorporating? Incorporating is when you become a corporation.
Yeah, so when we started, we were like a partnership because we were like, that makes the most sense. Like, we're going to register as a partnership because you can't sell anything unless like you're registered.
Mm-hmm.
And so we registered for a partnership, and that's what, like, when we spoke to accountants, they were like, you do not need to incorporate right away. Like, for a small business, there's no need to. But what they do not tell you, or maybe they did and we just like did not understand.
No. We were severely misled by every single person we ever talked to. And if you are thinking of starting a business and you're listening to this podcast, incorporate.
Because basically any money that your business earns, any sales, count towards, whether or not you saw it personally, count towards your income for the year. So if your business, say, made $10,000, you as a person on your tax return now have to claim the whole $10,000.
Even if you, so for example, we were both working full-time jobs.
Yes.
We did not pay ourselves a cent for the first year or two that we, so, but I remember specifically the first year, we did not pay ourselves anything because we were investing back in the business the whole time. First of all, we invested our own money in the business to get it started. So to put money into like buying products and buying materials for products, all this stuff. By the time we started making some money, we would put that back into buying more materials, buying more things. So we didn't see any of that money. But according to the CRA,
because it was a partnership, that technically counted as our income. So like, no matter what you make in a partnership, even if it's two of you, if the company made $10,000 in sales, for example, you as a person made whatever you make during your full-time
plus
job
that.
Plus that. So we basically got absolutely screwed at tax season because then we owed money.
For money we didn't make.
For money
we didn't pay ourselves. So we owed income tax on income that we did not receive. And so we had hired too, like well in advance of having to, of tax season, we had had consultations with accountants. Like we didn't do anything on our own. We hired accountants to do this for us. And they said, yes, should we incorporate? They said, no. We said, okay, cool, we won't incorporate. Then our new accountant and anyone that we've spoken to since was like, you should have incorporated, obviously, way in advance. Because we had been, I think they, maybe the person that we were talking to didn't think we were going to make any money. And so I don't know if that, they didn't realize. I mean, not to say that it was a lot, but in addition to our full-time jobs,
it put us into a different tax bracket,
which we didn't make any money. We literally made no money. And there was no money in the business's bank account either because we had just been reinvesting it.
Yeah.
So there was no money to be had. And I think I owed, what do we owe, $10,000 each in taxes? It was crazy.
It was brutal. Like, it was absolutely brutal. Like,
no, what? That's exaggerating, but it was a lot of money.
I think it was close to 10 grand.
Yeah.
It was brutal. It was bad. And, like, it was one of those things that, like, we were so... We have no problem admitting when there is like a gap of knowledge. Like, we know nothing about anything. And so when we went to our accountants, we were like, we literally do not know anything.
To tell us things because we didn't know.
And we were so clear about it.
Not ashamed to ask for help.
No, we were like, should we do this? Should we do this? And we always say like to our accountants now, we're like, we're so sorry. Like, this is a stupid question, but we really don't know. Like, we have to get our accountants to like help us through everything because we don't want to mess up something. And we know nothing about this. Yeah. And so we were so clear with these accountants. Like, what do we need to do? And they're like, don't incorporate, blah, blah, blah. And when I remember being at my full-time job, getting the report back from our accountants about how much both of us owed, and I remember crying in the bathroom. I was like, I do not know how I'm going to do, like, this is so much.
I had to put it on my line of credit.
Like, I ended up putting, like, I contributed to my RSP.
Because
then it cuts through it if you contribute to your RSP. So I was like, holy crap, like, what money can I scrounge up to cut through some of it? But I obviously couldn't cut through 8 grand. Like, it was horrible.
Oh, my God.
It was bad. So incorporate for sure.
Yeah.
Incorporate.
I think there's a barrier to it because it does cost, like you have to get lawyers and it's a whole thing and it's a big process.
But it costs less than we would have paid in taxes. So it would have saved us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone starting a small business, like even no matter how small it is, you should be incorporating 100%. Unless it's like I do freelancing on the side. I just, I'm a sole proprietor for that. Like, I don't need, like, you don't need to incorporate for if it's just, like, you doing something. But, my God, just
incorporate. Yeah.
Incorporate. The word of the day. I love that. Now I know.
I would say that was my biggest. That or just, like, don't take things so seriously. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you told me 3 years ago the stuff that we've had to deal with now, I would be like, oh, my God. Like, I'd be panicking. But stuff goes wrong every day. There's challenges every day. And I feel like you just roll with it. Like, don't take everything so seriously. What is the worst thing that can genuinely happen? You're not going to die, probably.
Yeah, we're making candles.
It's not rocket science.
We're not saving lives.
Making candles. Like, just chill out. Like, I just... I feel like I could just...
You're preaching. And I'm here for it. I'm so here for it. I love that. It's so profound. Y'all are so profound. Just iconic.
That might have been a very boring conversation for people that
was
do not
great.
Own a business. They're like, I have no interest in incorporating ever in my life.
But
I'm in the
y'all,
sticker shock of the 8 grand.
We all didn't think that either, that you'd be running a business that would need to be incorporated someday.
It's true.
I never thought I would.
And here we are. The big dreams.
I personally never thought I would run my own business. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but yeah.
Iconic. And here we are.
Here we are.
In the studio.
Wow.
Sarah, do you have another question? Or was that my question? Yeah. No, that was, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. In a world where your candles could grant wishes, but only related to the scent they emit, what would be the most powerful candle in your collection, and what wish would it grant?
It's such a weird, mind-bending, like...
I don't know. The cottage candle would plant trees and combat deforestation and save the Amazon rainforest. All of Canada's boreal forests. Actually, it doesn't smell like the rainforest. It would save Canada's boreal forests, probably.
That is so wholesome.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
I plugged the cottage at every opportunity. That's the... This whole thing has been...
A cottage ad.
A cottage ad, yeah.
The cottage ad. Cottage we ad.
Oh. She's our bestseller. So.
Yeah, I feel like you had that answer ready.
I know, that was quick.
The cottage. I hear.
Okay, well, I can't top that. I feel like I'm to go sappy again, I would feel like bubbly, just because, like, to me, it's a celebration candle. And so if that was any wish, like, just having
happy.
Having people's own wishes come true.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You were gagging. So. I love it. I love getting so, like, profound, heavy, deep.
Mm-hmm. Severe cringe.
You need to crawl right out of it. Yeah.
Never.
With a gag.
People don't get vulnerable enough in this society.
It's
the gin. Yeah. I guess.
It's the three steps of gin.
She's a Cancer, too.
I am.
Yeah? When were you born?
July 20th.
Ah, I thought you were going to say July 3rd. That's my birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Cancer twins. What are you?
Gemini. Sorry.
No, Sarah, you're Taurus. I was going to say, Sarah's a Gemini, but she's not.
I'm a Gemini Taurus cusp, though. I'm very, very close. May 21st.
Oh my gosh, you're right on the cusp.
Wow. I think that's very powerful. You know? Okay. Not the zodiac sign. But the looking back at the question.
Gemini is very powerful.
Very powerful. Okay. Last question. Just something fun. Well, not fun, but looking toward the future, what's a dream project or collaboration you have in mind for Alvin Lane? Not one that, like, you don't have to, like, disclose things that are in the works, but, like, what is something that, like, you could, like, envision? Or you can.
Yeah, you guys get the first scoop on.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of, and I don't want to sound up my own ass, but also I totally am. But when we started, I feel like there's so many things we've already achieved that I never in my wildest dreams would have thought. And so now I kind of just feel so grateful for what we've already achieved. And we should be setting more goals than we are. I think that's an issue. Like, I don't want to stagnate. I don't want to get to the point where we're like, oh, I'm just very happy. But I think that's where we are now. Just with getting this new space, that was the goal for so long, was to have the studio. Mm. And now that we're here, we haven't thought of the next thing yet.
I think that's, like, the perfect, honestly, genuinely, like, the perfect way to say it. Because I feel like for so long, it was, like, to get out of our house, to have a space. Not that it wasn't a real business before, but being in here is kind of, like...
Feels very legit.
And, like...
Business address.
Right? And, like, I just... It's so crazy. And, like, we've only been in here properly since, like, mid-January. That since then, it's kind of been nonstop that we haven't really, like...
We haven't had a chance.
Because this was it.
Because this is already... Just being in the space has caused us to have a lot more growth because we have more space to more production. So we've been able to just commit to more things that we couldn't before. So we're kind of in a period right now where we are just doing so much more than we ever were able to out of my basement. And so we haven't even had a chance to, like, sit back and really think about what are the goals for the next steps, because we've just already been doing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But also, we've been so lucky that I think when we first started, some of the dream retailers that we would have loved to see our candles for sale in, we are in those now. So I can't even think now of a dream store to be in, because we are either already in them or it's in the works. And, like, there's one dream retailer that we're going to be delivering to this week that would have been just, I cannot even believe that it's happening.
I think I know. Hmm? Wait, did I see this? Did y'all post that you're getting ready? No, I don't think it's a retailer though.
I don't think it's released yet. But
no.
I can tell you, it's Independent Mercantile.
Dead.
Yeah. We're going to be there this week. So we're going to be delivering it this week.
Oh my God.
Like, that was, like, on day one, there have been a couple that were on our list. And, like, that was the last one.
Yeah.
And it just,
besides,
like,
that, every retailer that we've wanted to be sold in, we are sold in.
And now it's just, like, what are retailers that we're not aware of? Like, we love Nova Scotia, and, like, that's a huge part of our brand. But I think, like, expanding. Now that we have perfumes too, to kind of make us stand out a little bit more, like we'd really love to get into retailers that are maybe not focused on candles at all. Maybe it's like a, you know, across like the country or across.
Mm-hmm. We would love America. To get. Now I think we're getting to the point where we're close. We're scared of being oversaturated. We don't want to be everywhere. So, because at that point, the stores aren't going to do as well. We want the stores to be moving enough product that, you know, it's good, doing well for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're trying to move, I guess. Okay. If we're talking about goals, I think actually I do have a goal and a dream right now. And would it be to be in more stores outside of Nova Scotia? And even, oh my gosh, the dream right now would be to be outside of Canada.
Ah.
Yeah. So we are not currently in any stores outside of Canada. We do ship out of Canada and we have a lot of US orders, but we don't have any stores that we are stocked in right now.
Wow. No, that would be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be like, I
yeah, that's the dream.
Soon.
Right now. That's
soon.
The dream. Yeah, you can, that, yeah, that's the.
Yeah, 100%. And like, honestly, like, yeah, seeing your candles in a store is so cool. But like, seeing your candles in a store that's not in your province is just like crazy cool. Like who is buying your stuff outside of Nova Scotia, you know? So that would be, to be somewhere in the States would be like surreal, to be honest.
That's awesome. Yeah. We're going to see it happen. Just you watch.
Maybe one day.
Just you watch. Just you watch. Our world famous, world class podcast with a million listeners is going to get it.
No.
It's going to make it happen.
Yeah. You heard it here first on this.
Yeah. Lies. All lies. No, but it is going to happen. That's not a lie. That is not a lie because y'all are dedicated and passionate and iconic. Must I say again? That was our last question that we had for y'all. Just end on that, like, you know, dream note, like dream away into the night. However, we do have another little segment. It's called the Bop of the Week. Now, I'm not sure if we're very musical people, but we always just share one song every week that we are into.
Ooh. I don't know if we can think of just one.
Oh, I have.
You can say, like, bops of the week,
yeah,
plural.
Let me look at my playlist.
Okay, our anything? Bop of the Weekend, I can tell you what it was, because we added it to our playlist, yeah.
Oh my god, yes! Where did we hear it?
We were in, so we stayed at the Moxie over the weekend.
Ah, yes.
The new Moxie,
yeah.
Which we had a great time, by the way. I love the new Moxie. Yeah, if you're in Halifax and you're looking for a hotel to stay at, honestly, we're going to go and just hang out, because the lobby is a bar, and I think the idea of the Moxie is to be a place to go even if you're not staying at the hotel.
Yeah.
We had such a good time. They have...
I think I saw a TikTok.
Yes, Becca posted it.
No, I didn't.
Just kidding.
No. A lot of, like, local influencers are posting
Someone posted
it. I posted it on our
story. Yeah. I've seen it on your story. Yeah. I was like, so cool. All the, like, the luggage and the... So cool.
So hot, you're hurting my feelings.
That's what was playing.
By Caroline Polachek?
Yes.
I love that,
that
song.
We have an online playlist that we made when we were at the Moxie, a little bit tipsy.
And that's
putting
song.
It kindly. And, it's
and I was like, I love this
song.
And we were like, we should make a playlist of songs we love. And we were just bopping it. We were playing Dig Dug on the arcade machine. Two-player Dig Dug.
Love it.
Your song is 100% Too Sweet by Jose. Does not stop playing.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. But
I know, we debated it the other week on
the
podcast,
really?
Too.
I missed that episode. I'm so
I was like, I feel like Hozier is like the French pronunciation, and I think he's, what is he, Scottish, Irish? One of the two.
Ooh, I want to say Irish.
Fake
that's
fan.
Probably
so I'm like, it's probably like Hozier or something.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
It's a little head pop when you there.
Hozier.
I've been listening to that. I've listened to the whole EP.
Yeah, so good. So good.
Mine would be Anything by Noah Kahan, to be honest. I have all of his songs on repeat.
Yeah. Sarah would say the same. She's a big...
Also, yeah. I'm also listening to the entire Red Dead Redemption 2 soundtrack over on repeat.
That's not like a weekly thing.
That is me.
It's not a weekly thing. It's a
lifestyle.
It's a way of life. It's every day.
That's me, but with the Stardew Valley soundtrack.
Yes.
Every time I'm working, I will literally put on like a YouTube video, be like, rainy Stardew Valley soundtrack with like rain and storm
Lo-fi,
sounds.
Lo-fi, just Stardew Valley mix.
So good. I have so many...
version.
Literally me.
I can't live without it.
That is me to a T.
Yes.
So I would say that one, but I'm also going to say, I feel like I get into artists. So like last week, my bop of the week was Hot to Go by Chapel Roan. And this week it's Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan, which just came out a couple, like 5 days ago. Good bop. Just a nice wholesome, I mean, it's not really wholesome, but like it's kind of.
I love a good bop.
Yeah, we love it. Sarah, what is your bop?
I think mine is The Gold by Phoebe Bridgers for this week.
So good. So good. So glad that I brought that back into your memory when I told you about that the other day and you were like, yes.
And the entire album, which I actually listened to, so.
The one by Manchester Orchestra or The Punisher? Yeah. Do you have anything else to say? Do you want to tell us, like where we can find you? I mean, it's pretty easy. Just search Album Lane on anything, any social media, and you'll... Y'all are there. And
well, not Facebook. I'm locked out now. So.
Yeah, you're locked out of the Facebook.
Don't
so.
Message us on Facebook. You won't receive a reply.
I think it still works on my phone, but for who knows how long. That
okay,
could
good.
Be tomorrow.
Yeah, valid.
Yeah, we're just at albinlane.com. And then we have a little find us map too with all of our retailers in the area. People should use that find us map. It's a good one.
Love it.
And yeah,
you can shop our stuff online. You can.
And so we've got, for stuff, we got candles, perfumes, reed diffusers,
and room sprays.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we just have our spring collection out now, but in 2 months we should have summer. So.
I'm excited to see what y'all come up with.
I'm excited too, because we don't know yet.
So. Oh, I got it.
We're working on it now. We're testing a bunch of scents for summer, so it's very exciting.
Love it. Love it.
That's exciting.
And yeah, I want to just say thank you guys so much for having us.
Oh my gosh.
We love yapping, so, you know.
And this is a yappy podcast. Some people hate, like, when there's, you know, too much yapping, or when it's not a one big theme or something. But what is life if not just conversations with...
What is life without a little yap, you know?
No, yeah, literally. It's literally our life. So valid. Oh my gosh. Well...
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for having us. Don't even... Like, this has been so nice. And, like, I've never done a podcast before and I'm still sweating. But, like, you...
It's also warm in here.
It is a little sweaty.
I mean, it's not that bad.
That's part of it. Well, we don't have any air conditioning or the ability to turn on or off our heating. So it's just kind of up to, you know. But no, like, this has been so amazing. And we're so grateful that you guys wanted to have
We're so grateful. No, we're more grateful. No.
Very, very grateful. Now we're going to... stuff your bag with candles, so.
Yeah. Oh my God, stop it. Thank you all so much for listening. Check out Albin Lane.
Yeah,
go buy their candles because they smell amazing. They do not smell like shit. And that is a certified statement made by Kale Power, who is not certified in anything except for candle sniffing. Thanks, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.